Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host with the most, and most being hair, not just on the top of my head, but around it like the beardy thing. Look, did you prove that? It was just me rubbing my chin, yeah, chin, on the microphone. What a podcast we've got coming up, and it begins with Scarlet Sun, old Jamie O'Hara, alongside Natalie Sawyer. So it was the Sawyer and O'Hara show. They are talking about Arsenal and how foolish they are to be picking Arteta over Ancelotti.
What are Arsenal doing? Seriously. Ancelotti must be looking at his phone, waiting for a phone call, saying, come to London, we want to meet you. Like, surely, it's Ancelotti. Right. He's won the lot. He's available on a free. You can get him now. And Arsenal are in turmoil. And they're doing all this manager candidates and interviews. No. The manager's there. Get him in and get going. Because your season's gone. It's finished for them now. Arteta, I think, will be a great manager. You know, he's been under Pep. He's been under, you know, he knows what he's talking about. He's an Arsenal captain. People love him. But I just don't think that's what Arsenal need right now. They need an Ancelotti. They need someone who's going to come in, get respect straight away from the players, get them playing a certain style of football, and get results. And Ancelotti does that. You know, whether he's going to be the manager for the next 10 years, who knows? Probably not. But at the end of the day, that's what they need. They need a big-time manager. Arteta, for me, is... Arteta should be going to Everton and Ancelotti should be going to Arsenal.
Time now to hear the thoughts of someone claiming to be an Aston Villa fan ahead of their game in the Carabao Cup, saying he wanted his side to lose. Yeah, that's right, to lose, with Big Al and Little Ali on Breakfast.
Do we want the game? No. Do we need the game? No. Does it matter? No. I just think, first of all, we're playing Liverpool youth. I'm a season ticket holder, but Villa are treating it as a Category A game, so it's still 30 quid a ticket to get in, just to watch Villa's second team play Liverpool's fifth team or whatever it is.
How do you know it'll be Villa's second team? Have you spoke to the manager? Have you spoke to Dean?
He's got to play a second team, hasn't he? If he thinks that the Villa fans want a cup final rather than to stay in the Premier League, then they're living in cuckoo land.
Well, I have to say, you're the only Villa fan yet who's come on and said that.
Mark, you're
the
first.
The rest are saying, no, we
not.
Want to beat Liverpool.
Mark,
yes.
Mark, you stick to your guns, mate. You're the first Villa fan that's been on.
Yeah. To be honest, the others probably haven't paid 500 quid for their season ticket that have been on it, actually. I would rather watch Man United, Man City every year than Ipswich and flipping Butt and whoever else it is that we're in the Championship. It's just a no-brainer. The money's in the Premier League. That's where we want to be. Villa fans are forgetting, if this cup run screws over Villa, we're going to have financial fair play all over us because the amount of money that we spend if we go back into the Championship. We need to stay up. That's the main priority, surely, for the board and for Dino.
I'd agree with you. I agree with you, Mark. I think it clearly will be priority. I think it is your priority.
He's been so negative. That's all. He just doesn't want to spend 30 quid, you take it.
And of course, as we know, they didn't lose. They absolutely tonked Liverpool. And here's your reaction on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m, straight after the game.
Could be Villa that strike tonight with Wesley, and there's the goal that he needs. needed to wrap it up with almost the last kick of the game. The goal drought over. Wesley's first in 10. It's 5 for Aston Villa tonight.
Goldstein, let me start by saying you're talking like a bit of a clown tonight.
Right, go on
for
then.
A change. Anyway, listen, it's not a vanity trip. This is about keeping a winning team together, right? We're 10 points clear in the Premier League. Yeah, we're through the knockout stages of the Champions League. So you want to keep this team together. That's what it's about. It's not about a vanity trip. Nothing like that. Look at the big picture, OK? Now, when you won this trophy in 1999, you had the badge on the shirt. You remember you having it on the football shirt, parading it about like it was a big trophy. So what are you going on about?
Who you got in the semi-finals of the World Club Cup?
On the right.
Who you got in the final if you get through?
Flamengo.
Who?
Next question.
Who have you got?
Flamengo.
Who have you got?
Listen, stop clowning about, will you?
No, I'm asking a serious question. It's such a big competition.
Then, will you?
No, Tony, it's such a big competition. Tell me who you got in the final.
I've just told you.
Say it again in case people have just tuned in.
Yeah, all right.
Come on, Tony.
Hey.
No, it has, Tony.
Can I just add something to this?
We're 10 points clear in the Premier League, yeah?
Tony, you need to...
We're through to the Champions League. You want to keep
Tony.
The players together.
Tony.
All right? What's the problem with that?
Tony, calm down.
Right? No, don't calm down.
Okay,
you
don't calm down.
Stupid.
But this is my point. You've won nothing this season.
You haven't got a point.
Tony, honestly, I'm worried about you. Calm down. Right? You've won nothing this season, Tony.
Well, listen, we haven't won a Super Cup already.
No, I'm serious. Right? I'm serious, Tony. Come on, you've won nothing this
what do you
season.
Mean, I'm serious.
Come on.
Listen, you haven't got no right to go on about football teams at the moment, the way you're mobbed.
No, nothing to do with other teams tonight. We're just concentrating
anyway,
on Liverpool, Tone.
Yeah, well, I'm going on about Liverpool. Don't say anything like that about Klopp, all right? He knows what he's doing.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
If you come back without the World...
Thank you very much, he does.
Tony,
yeah.
If you come back without the World Club Cup, does he know what he's doing?
So together, yeah?
Oh, as long as
that's
they're together.
What it's about, the momentum in the league.
Is it not about silverware? Is it not about silverware?
What?
Is it about silverware?
It's about keeping the same group of players together. Listen to me. You're not hearing me, no?
Tony, it's about silverware.
Okay, all right then. Go on.
Well, is it?
You
hold on, Jay. So, Tony, at the end of the season, if you don't win anything, is your argument, but at least he kept the club...
already. What are you on about? I just told you that.
Tony, listen. Calm down.
No,
no, I'm asking you a question. You've had your say. Now listen to what I've got to say.
We've won silverware already.
Tony, if you go any higher, there's going to be a lot of glasses cracking all over the place.
Listen to me. Stop talking
Tony, it's not about... No,
garbage,
no, you're talking stupid. It's
you're
not
about... You're talking garbage. It's scary.
Tony, listen. It's go not... On. Tony, calm down.
No,
it's
I
not
calm down.
Tony, it's not about keeping people together. It's about silverware.
Oh, OK. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. So if you come back without silverware...
If's a big word, isn't it, huh?
Yes, that's part of
this conversation in a couple of months' time.
Tony, do you need me to send the ambulance round your house to check on you?
No, just listen to me, though.
Did I just add something to this as well? Even though we over in England don't view this as the most prestigious cup in the world, around the world they do.
What are you talking about? The World Club Cup.
The World Club Cup. That is viewed, in particular from South America, they view this as they become world champions as a club side. That's how they view it. And Liverpool Football Club, if they win this, around the world, they become, in people's eyes, the world champions. Don't underestimate that globally. Don't underestimate what that could... Liverpool haven't been at the top of the tree for a number of years. They've won the European Cup, the Champions League last season. They're going to win the Premier League. This is Liverpool putting Liverpool back on the world map at the very top. And do you know what? I understand it. I get it. Tony?
Tony, oh, look what you've done to Tony. Why have you done that to Tony?
I haven't done anything.
Staying with Liverpool, we can hear from Jurgen Klopp now ahead of the massive semi against Monterrey, saying that they have to organise the Club World Cup more efficiently going forwards. Brackets, no one really cares about the World Club Cup.
We are here now, and we are completely focused on it. If you would ask me beforehand if I think that there should be a Club World Cup in the middle of our season, I would say no. It's my honest opinion. But that's... We speak about it constantly, about these kind of fixtures. The importance is easy. We are here, so it's the most important competition in the world for us in this moment, because here we are. Now we try to do that. But it's all about planning. Can it be an even bigger tournament in the future? I don't know. As long as the leagues are really end and start in different moments, and we try to push it in between another in between league competitions. That's just a problem. So we do. There's I think the FIFA plans a team World Cup in a summer, but it's in a summer where the African Cup is as well, and where other competitions are as well. That doesn't work out. They all have to sit together on a table and have to make sure that we have great competitions, but not in the same time.
And a reminder, Liverpool against Montpellier is a FIFA Club World Cup semi-final. No one cares. It's live on TalkSport 2. That's 5:30 tonight. And that, of course, is Wednesday. If you're listening, obviously, Thursday or Friday, it's not tonight. Although, why are you listening to this on Thursday or Friday? Actually, some bits are timeless. So, yeah, it was Wednesday. So, if you're listening Thursday, it was yesterday. Friday, it was 2 nights ago. Saturday, it was 3 nights ago. Sunday, 4 nights. And Monday, sort your life out. Now on to the best bits of Hawksby and Jacobs. So that would probably be Andy Jacobs' beard, Paul Hawksby's haircut. He's got a great party. Don't see partings that often anymore in adults. You're doing young kids, certainly when they come out swimming, and their mum, I don't know why, their mum and dad just brush their hair to one side. Who wants a party when you're a kid? If you're a parent and you've got a boy or a girl and you give them a party when they come out the shower or they get out the swimming pool, it looks ridiculous. Everyone knows apart from you. Anyway, here's Paul and Andy.
The last time we spoke to Mick on the show was back in 2016, and the producer did a search on his computer to find Mick's details, and in doing so, turned up a bunch of stories from that era that we'd not done.
Okay.
So I think one or two we did, but... So Speedo Mick was on the list, and we tracked him down and had a chat. That's at good, the time. Yeah. And these were some of the other stories we either did or didn't get round to. This is the shortlist that we put into the producer on a regular basis, claiming it's sport. Britain's biggest carp has died. Is it too soon? I know it's 3 years ago.
It's
now.
Quite sad, really.
Plymouth friendly postponed.
Probably caught about 1,000 times.
It probably has been, yeah.
Put him out of his misery.
Catch and release. Plymouth friendly postponed because the police were at a butterfly show. I mean, I'm sure I would have remembered that story.
I don't remember that either, no.
Yeah. Ashrita Furman broke world record for walking with a lawnmower on his chin.
On his chin?
Yeah, he's got a lawnmower on his chin. Everybody.
Is he some kind of Jimmy Hill figure?
I don't know. He's a record breaker. I don't know what he's taken it on since. Charity rugby match.
Was it a chin-shaped lawnmower that he uses to cut the grass?
Who sells a chin-shaped... Hi, I'm looking for $20,000 for 30% of the business for my new chin-up, chin-faced lawnmowers. That's why I'm out. You want $25,000 of my family? Family's money, etc. Exactly. Charity rugby match in St Ives, where every single player was called Stevens.
I think we did that one.
Rod Stewart's son plays ice hockey. I think we may have alluded to that.
Yeah. Okay.
A bloke is still crawling round the marathon route in a gorilla suit 6 months after it's ended.
Well,
apparently,
fair enough. Really.
That would have been for a good cause.
Has he finished yet?
I don't know. Okay. Paul wants to chat to Danny Cowley to say well done. Well, didn't I get that right at the time? Wasn't I onto something there, Huddersfield fans, or 3 years ago? Sam Warburton blended a chicken dinner up. Is that a good idea? So blend. Oh yeah, that's right. He put a chicken dinner in a blender and liquidised it. Did Sam Warburton? I don't know. We'll try and get him on to find out.
What's he doing Christmas Day? We'll go around. This is a bit turkey smoothie.
Occasionally, we give the producer everything he needs, but in this case, we said Danny Rose has been playing some kind of party game.
That's not much.
I don't know. He probably Googled it. He spends a lot of time on Google. Does Danny? Yeah. Former Manchester United player Dong has had plastic surgery. Where? I dread to think.
Time now to head over to Drive Time now. Of course, Drive Time is made up of the ginger fella with Lao shirts and the ex-bowler who managed somehow to get a job with England, where he's paid copious amounts of money to tell bowlers who know how to bowl how to bowl. Anyway, this is them two on Drive talking Adama Traore.
Question to ask is, not does Adama Traore displace any of those front three at Liverpool, it's whether he'd look out of place. If they just imagine Liverpool put out a Premier League lineup and Firmino's in it, Mane's in it, and Adama Traore is the third of that three up front. Would he really look out of place? Would you be looking at that and thinking, oh, that's a massive weak link there? You wouldn't, would you really?
Well, you would do last year, but you wouldn't do this season. I think the way he's developed under Nuno has been unbelievable. I really do. He was used as an impact sub, and even most of the fans last year would have said he's been a bit of a flop. one goal, three assists all season. Not good enough, really. And he was an impact, tried to use him as an impact sub. I think this year, some of his performances against Manchester City, he played in as a wing-back. Raheem Sterling, whether that was just Raheem having a bad day, didn't get a kick because of Traore. Matched him for pace. He was powerful. He bullied him. Everything about that play, he was excellent that game. And then against Spurs, they had to resort to fouling him, tactical fouling him, because every time he got the ball, he looked like going past player after player after player. And he got a goal as well. You had Steve Bruce there talking about against Newcastle. We couldn't handle him. So this year, just have to look at it. Prior to this season, he's played three seasons of football, whether it be at Villa, whether it be at Borough, whether it be at Wolves. 66 matches, 42 as a sub.
Cool.
2,617 minutes in the Premier League, one goal, three assists. This season, three goals, two v City, one versus Spurs. Started 14 matches, only subbed in two, and only on the bench once. He's playing and playing 90 minutes. So whether he's improved his fitness, his overall play, his tactics, everything about him tells us that he's improved. They're just Premier League. They're not including the Europa League qualifiers, the Europa League itself, where he scored goals as well. He's been excellent for Wolves, and I think now, if you'd have sold him at the end of last year, you'd have got him for absolute peanuts. Now, you'd be looking at a big fee if you were going to look to put him into your team.
Yeah, he looks the real deal, to the point where Jose Mourinho has identified that he is the one that needs to be stopped if you're going to try and get anything at Wolverhampton Wanderers, and that's exactly what they did on Sunday. So if you're looking at all the Premier League teams, let's have a look at the top six upwards. Manchester United, is he better than Dan James? Yeah.
Yes.
Of course he is.
At this moment, tell me, listen, Dan James in another 2 years might be off the scale, but at this moment...
Yeah, this season.
Yeah, at this moment...
And he's done well, Dan James, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's rubbish, but I think Traore gets in ahead of him. Tottenham Hotspur doesn't look out of place in a front three there or in an attacking position, absolutely. Chelsea, I think definitely.
Absolute.
Man City is an interesting one. Because if you put him in, say, Sané's injured right now, okay? He doesn't get in ahead of Sterling, probably?
No.
Does get in ahead of Mahrez, surely?
I would say so. I would say so. It is a close one, two totally different. I mean, Mahrez likes to come inside, doesn't he, and shoot with his left foot into the far corner. That's his trademark move. I think with Traore, he likes to go on the outside, use his pace and his power to get to the ball and then cross for the centre-forward. But Tammy, I'd love him there, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Leicester City, does he get in there? Of course he does. Liverpool, we've just explained the Liverpool one. So I'm looking at it thinking, is there a Premier League team that wouldn't take, or Premier League, there's no Premier League squad that wouldn't take him. He'd get in every team, but he wouldn't look out of place in Man City and Liverpool's teams.
He wouldn't look out of a place, but I think realistically he'd be on the bench to start with at those two clubs. I think he'd play a similar role to what Mahrez is doing now at Manchester City, where he'd be coming in, playing more games, which he has done this season, and he's been better for Manchester City, but he's still not first choice, realistically.
I'm Alan Brazil, and this is TalkSport Daily. Whoa-ho!
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help.
With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Natalie and Jamie O'Hara. They're not married. It's not like Natalie and Jamie. You are cordially invited to the wedding of Natalie and Jamie O'Hara. It's not. They're not married. Let me just kill that. Anyway, they had producer Joe on the show. He was asking the question if players deserve their medals if they don't play in finals. Although, I mean, I have an argument that kills that, which quite simply is if you imagine that the competition of, say, for home's sake, the FA Cup is played over a number of weeks throughout the year, so is the league. And if you don't play in the final game of the league season, you still get your medal. Yeah? And you might argue, you might get, yeah, but cup finals are one offer. Okay, well, let's go back to when Man City beat QPR and Aguero scored that goal. All right? If you didn't play in that, but you played in the week before, should you get your medal? Yeah. So I think it's fair to say, while you listen to this, you'll be thinking, Producer Joe, what do you know? Although I hear Producer Joe might be becoming a big wig here at TalkSport. So if Producer Joe, you are listening, bloody good argument, mate. Really, really clever. Good work, Producer Joe. Keep it up.
And we were discussing this before the show, and I could not believe Jamie O'Hara when he said, I won the League Cup. I won it. I think it's a great cup. I won it.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say, I didn't actually play in the final.
Okay.
Yeah, I missed out.
Where are we going with this, Joe?
I was 19th man, yeah. I missed out.
And I feel gutted. Yeah, no, absolutely. I can completely feel your pain for missing out on that. But you got a medal for it.
Yes.
And in my opinion, you didn't deserve a medal for it.
But I played in every game leading up to it.
I don't care. You didn't play in the final. You can't, Jay. Sorry, mate. And I respect you greatly. You can't go round like I did. You can't go round like you did this morning saying, and this is before we knew the details. I just assumed that you played in the final because the way you go around, mate, is I won. You go around a bit cocky, and I won the League Cup.
You can't say that. Always humble.
I won the League Cup.
So you're saying I didn't deserve a medal for playing in the League Cup in all of the games leading up to it, but I missed out on the final.
I just think.
So you're saying I don't deserve a medal for that achievement?
I don't think you do because you were fit. You obviously weren't playing well enough to get in the squad. So why should you deserve a medal for being substandard if you couldn't get into Spurs?
I was a young lad.
But you played every other game.
Breakthrough season. It was a breakthrough season. I started at the Emirates in the semi-final and we got a 1-1 draw and we went back to White Hart Lane and we battered them. And we got to the final. I missed out on the final because he decided to put an extra defender on the bench. And that defender come on. I cried my eyes out. But you can't say
How can you
say that I don't deserve a medal for playing in every game leading up to it? I think it's a bit harsh, mate. I'm gonna be honest.
I just think that we should impose a higher standard on ourselves.
You're telling me them Liverpool players, if they win tonight, they get through, they don't deserve a medal?
No, I don't think they do. For playing what?
Because they didn't play in the final, that's the thing.
Let's be a little bit more. Let's have higher standards here. Let's not just give willy nilly. Let's give medals out all the time. For you to go round, I think it's quite a bit of a cheek, to be fair. For you to go round and say, I won the League Cup when you didn't even go on the pitch at Wembley to lift that cup.
Well, I was on the pitch, I was just in my suit.
Yeah, but does that not make you think?
Listen, after the game.
Does that not make you think?
After the game, I was very much like. I wasn't involved, you know, I was gutted. And I gave my medal to my dad. My dad's got it at home. So I was like, no, I didn't play. But
so even you gave your medal away because you didn't think it was
important. Yeah,
because
I was emotional. But when you look back on the achievement, it's a club. You won that trophy as a club and as a squad.
Now, finally, on the podcast, over to the best bits. Yeah, the best bits of Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m. Not to be confused with Andy Goldstein's Trans Europe Express on Sunday night from 9 p.m. Two totally different shows, both, of course, on the TalkSport network. Not on TalkSport 2. No. Big cheese on TalkSport. Anyway, here are the best bits from that said show.
None of the Liverpool players that started or came on tonight were alive the last time Aston Villa won a trophy when they beat Leeds.
Do you mean had been born? Rather than alive.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah,
is it the same thing?
Mm.
Well, I mean, predominantly.
they weren't born, yeah.
They weren't born. When Aston Villa last won a trophy
in 1996.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's not actually
a long time ago, mate. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
Despite Liverpool won again.
No, they didn't win again, Liverpool.
Sorry?
You said despite Liverpool won again.
No, sorry, I messed up my words there.
Do you want to start again?
Yeah, I'll start again.
Okay, we start again.
How can you get that wrong?
I
got beat 5-0. How can you get that wrong? It's not like it was...
It's going to start with the word despite, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Despite starting a team of kids tonight.
That's a huge difference to despite Liverpool not winning again.
Yeah, I know. I don't really know what I did there.
You turds wangled, didn't you?
Yeah.
Let's start again properly.
Come on, Bill.
Liverpool's passing accuracy tonight of 86.3% was higher.
Hold on, sorry. A minute ago, the sentence started with the word despite. Now you've totally
dropped it. I've ditched
it. Right, let's go back to the original stat, shall we? Three.
Despite Liverpool playing a team of kids tonight, their passing accuracy of 86.3% was greater than their Premier League average so far this season.
82.8%.
That's an amazing stat, Bill. Yeah, I mean, it took a long time to get there.
I should have put that number one.
Well, they're not in any order. They're just five stats.
They are just five stats, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
They're not in order?
No, I don't think so. We've never questioned the order before, have we? They're just five stats.
That one should be at one, really.
Why is there a rocket at one?
Because that's from Thunderbirds.
Yeah, but why? Then why was that? We just do 5-4-3-2-1.
Well, we could do. Yeah.
5-4-3-2-1.
What with that voice?
That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah, what's it called?
I can't remember.
Go on then, next one. We're already up to two now.
I think so.
Flying by.
Looking ahead to El Clasico tomorrow. No, not despite.
Oh, okay. You've chucked in.
Yeah. The next two are European based.
The next three.
Next two.
Okay. Let's start again. Mucky. Go on.
Lionel Messi has not scored or assisted in his last three games against Real Madrid. He's never gone four in a row without contributing.
He'll do it.
He'll score.
Free kick.
Hat trick.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's never been done before. Good work. Can you do that one more time?
No.
<You know? laughs> Okay, on to the last one. One. It's the long edit, isn't it? It's the long edit. It's too long.
No. It's very good.
That's amazing. Go on.
Jadon Sancho scored against RB Leipzig tonight.
I just want to hear the dot now.
No. How you get it? It's perfect every time.
No.
Every time it's perfect.
Why is that so funny?
No.
That's amazing.
How many times can you do it in a row?
Well, that's nearly it for another podcasty thing. Good work, everyone. Well done for downloading, etc., etc. Let me remind you of lots and lots and lots of live football coming up. 5:30, that massive semi I was talking about earlier on. Liverpool against Montpellier. That's in the FIFA Club World Cup. A massive semi. That's live tonight on TalkSport 2 with Stubbsy, brackets Ray, and commentary from Jim Proudfoot and Ray Houghton. 7:45, that's tonight as well on TalkSport 2. Everton entertain Leicester. What a game that's going to be. In the Carabao World Cup quarterfinal, commentary from Ian Danter and Jermaine Beckford. And of course, a reminder, after both of those games, you can phone up the sports bar from 10 p.m. And as if that wasn't enough, on the TalkSport app, what's the TalkSport app? Oh, go to the App Store and download it. You can hear Oxford against Manchester City live comms of that as well. Three games in one night. Where else do you get that? That's legal. And as if that wasn't enough, goodness, there's another game. How about this? Four games live on TalkSport or the app. I haven't got the app. Well, go to the App Store. Who is that over there? Anyway, coverage from 7 p.m. of the mighty Manchester United against Colchester United. The other quarterfinal is four of them, obviously. From 7 p.m. that one, Sam Matterface and Stuart Pearce are putting the words to what they see so you understand what's going on. And after all of those games, so four, if you include Liverpool against Motherwell, you can have your say on the sports bar from 10 p.m. Good work, everyone. That was the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Please click and subscribe, please. I'm like begging, but I'm not. I don't really care. But do it. It's easier to get. You can do it via Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. There'll be another one of these at the same time, roughly the same time. Don't quote me. You can't take me to court on this. You said the same time. It was a minute late. It's not the same time. Roughly tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport. The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.